Good morning, and welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th Anniversary Edition. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
We are heading to the Midwest today, to the land of Lincoln, Illinois. We are profiling the junior senator, and honestly, if Hollywood wrote her life story, people would say it was too unrealistic. We are talking about Democrat Tammy Duckworth.
It really is like an action movie script. Tammy Duckworth is a legend. Most people know the headline, that she is a double amputee war veteran, but the details of that day in Iraq are intense. It was 2004. She was co-piloting a Black Hawk helicopter. An insurgent fired an RPG that exploded right under her seat. It vaporized her right leg instantly and crushed her left leg. She tried to keep flying the helicopter until she passed out from blood loss. Her crew thought she was dead. They didn't just save her. They refused to leave her body behind, only realizing she was alive when they got her to the medevac.
And she talks about that day as her alive day. She says every day since then is bonus time. And she has not wasted a single second of that bonus time. She spent a year recovering at Walter Reed, learning to walk on titanium legs, and then she ran for Congress. But she didn't just break barriers in the military. She broke them in the Capitol, too.
The list of firsts is staggering. She is the first Thai American woman in Congress. She is the first female double amputee in the Senate. And in 2018, she became the first senator to give birth while in office. This was a huge deal. The Senate actually had a rule banning children from the floor. Tammy Duckworth basically said, "I have a job to do, and I have a baby to feed." She forced them to change the rules. Seeing a senator roll onto the floor in a wheelchair with a newborn in her lap to cast a vote, that was a powerful image of modern motherhood.
And that experience drives her biggest legislative fight right now, IVF.
It is deeply personal for her. She has two daughters, and both were conceived via IVF. She talks very openly about her fertility struggles after her injuries. That is why she introduced the Access to Family Building Act. She wants to make IVF a statutory right nationwide. She argues that if you say you are pro-family, you can't ban the technology that allows people to become parents. She has been absolutely relentless on this, challenging Republicans to vote on it repeatedly.
She is also a heavy hitter on transportation, which makes sense. She's a pilot from Illinois.
Right. Illinois is the transportation hub of America. You have O'Hare. You have the railroads. Duckworth is the ranking member on the Aviation Safety Subcommittee. And she uses her pilot background to grill witnesses. When Boeing was having all those safety issues with the 737 MAX, Duckworth was the one asking the technical questions about the cockpit systems. She knows what happens when equipment fails. She approaches aviation safety not as a politician, but as a pilot who knows the risks.
She also fights for the disability community in a way that is very practical.
Oh, the wheelchair wars. If an airline breaks a passenger's wheelchair, Duckworth is on them immediately. She wrote a provision requiring airlines to report exactly how many wheelchairs they damage every month. She calls it the wheelchair rule. She says, "This isn't luggage. These are my legs." It's that kind of specific, tangible advocacy that makes her so effective.
From the cockpit of a Black Hawk to the floor of the Senate, she is a force of nature.
The warrior mom of Illinois.
That is our profile for Senator Tammy Duckworth. Stay tuned for our next profile. Please note AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com, and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.